الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، we'll continue إن شاء الله with the قصص الأنبياء، and we have reached the story of إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام. And this is a long story, and so it may be in two parts. So covering the first part, inshallah, with Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he says in the beginning of this qissa, or this benefits, he says, قَدْ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ سِيرَةً وَأَخْبَارًا كَثِيرًا مِنْ سِيرَةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah has mentioned in many different places in the Quran, and in many times is mentioned about the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Fiha lana al-uswa bil anbiya, and in it is an example to follow the prophets that have come before us. So in it you'll find in general an example to follow in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and specifically you will find an example in Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. فإن الله أمر نبينا وأمر باتباع ملته. Allah commanded our messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to say to the people, follow the millah of Ibrahim. واتبع ملة إبراهيم, and follow the millah of Ibrahim. And Ibrahim was known as حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. He was حنيف, upright, swaying away from shirk. Upright, away from shirk. Didn't get affected with shirk, upright, Musliman, submitting to Allah alone. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and he was not from the mushrikeen. Nor was he a Jew or a Christian, but rather he was a Muslim. So Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم told us to follow the example and the way, the path of Ibrahim in terms of his aqidah, his belief, in terms of his akhlaq. And you will see that in Surah Maryam, in terms of his manners, in terms of his a'mal, in terms of his actions, and other than that, you will find it. فَقَدْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ رُشْدَهُ وَعَلَّمَهُ الْحِكْمَةَ مُنْدُ كَانَ صَغِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a rushd. A rushd is enlightenment to do good deeds. Allah places it in your heart if He wills. He puts it in your heart, the azima, to do good deeds. That's why Allah's Messenger said, Khulafa al-Rashideen, that they are Khulafa al-Rashideen, that they are enlightened to do good deeds. Al-Mahdiyin, upon knowledge. Because Shaykh Sa'if Uzan said, هو الذي, when he quoted the verse, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق قال بالهدى علم النافع ودين الحق عمل الصالح. Same as راشدين المهديين. راشدين, enlightenment to do, عمل الصالح, good deeds. And مهديين, upon knowledge. So the Anbiya were like that. And if you want the khair to come back to the Ummah, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بدين الحق. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق. He is the one who sent his messenger with beneficial knowledge, with guidance, meaning beneficial knowledge, and دين الحق, عمل الصالح, righteous actions, ليظهر على الدين كله, that it may prevail over all religions. So the khayriya upon the ummah is beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. So all of these political activists and all of these misguided groups, the Sufis, the Tablighis, who worship Allah without knowledge, and you will come to see, who worship Allah without knowledge in how to pray, in how to perform the Hajj, for example, in how to believe in Allah, then you will find they have not been given beneficial knowledge, that rushd, because of their innovations that they call towards, because of the blind following of their forefathers, the blind following of these groups. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us not to blind follow, اتبع. Allah says اتبع ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم. اتبع ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم. Follow that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. What has been sent down to you from your Lord. اتبع ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبع من دونه أولياء. And do not follow in opposition to that others, even if they are awliya, because they could make mistakes. A scholar could make a mistake. You don't follow him in the mistake. Rather, we follow the haqq. Al-haqq bi rabbikum fala takunanna min al-mumtarin. Truth is from your Lord, so don't be from the disputers. Don't argue over it. It's the truth. Accept it. Khalas. As Allah said, udkhul fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam wholeheartedly. No questions asked. Enter into Islam wholeheartedly. Accept it. This is the deen. عَلَى اللَّهِ الْبَيَانُ وَعَلَى الرَّسُولِ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا التَّسْلِيمُ. As Umar Abdul Aziz rahimullah said, Allah clarifies the message. The Messenger conveys it. And upon us is to accept. So Millat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam has got many benefits in aqeedah, in his akhlaq and his actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this rushd, this enlightenment to do good deeds. وَعَلَّمَهُ الْحِكْمَةُ. And he taught him the wisdom. منذ كان صغيرا, since he was young. وأراه ملكوت السماوات والأرض. And he showed him the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Meaning he showed him the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. He showed him the ملكوت السماوات والأرض. The kingdom of the heavens and the earth and that which it contains. ولهذا كان أعظم الناس يقينا. That's why he was from the greatest people in terms of يقين, certainty. He had يقين. وعلما and knowledge, وَقُوَّةً فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ, and strength in the deen of Allah, strong. And he stood up to the truth, he was brave. وَرَحْمَةً بِالْعِبَادِ, and merciful to his, to the servants. وَكَانَ قَدْ بَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ مُشْرِكِينَ. Allah sent him to the polytheists, who used to worship the sun, the moon, and the stars. يَعْبُدُونَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ. They worship the sun, the moon and the stars. And they are the philosophers amongst the Sabi'ah. They are considered to be أَخْبَثَ الطَّوَائِفِ, the most evil of groups. Philosophers amongst the Sabi'ah, the Sabians. وَأَعْظَمَهُمْ ضَرَرًا عَلَى الْخَلْقِ. And they are the most severe in bringing about harm to the creation. فَدَعَاهُمْ بِطُرُقٍ شَتَّى. So he called them in different ways. He called them, of course, to Tawheed. But he used different or variety of ways to get to them in order to reach out to them. Variety of arguments, variety of... but he stuck to Tawheed. He stuck to Tawheed. فَأَوَّلُ ذَلِكَ. So the first way he called them to is, he called them to use their intellect. He said, دَعَاهُمْ بِطَرِيقَةٍ لَا يُمْكِنْ. He called them to a way that their intellect cannot even reject. So he didn't do as Hizb al-Tahrir say, first we start with the aql. No, he's not using that. Because aql, if you are an atheist, okay, talk to the person, how can you worship the sun? Or how can you worship nothing? How can do you not believe in God? How can you not believe that there's a creator? Okay, use your aql for that individual. But somebody is a Muslim and you say to him, as the Hizb al-Tahrir say, first you have to have intellect of what you're already a Muslim, ya akhi. You're already a Muslim. So now you should build upon that with learning what is Islam and what is Iman. So this is different. If somebody is an atheist or he worships the sun, yes, you can say to him how. You can ask him to use his intellect. And say to him, how can you worship that which sets, as you will see in the verses. So when they used to worship these, and they gave them different names, he came out to them, arguing with them in ways that are better, and he said to them, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. And the correct way of reciting this, and also the correct way of understanding its meaning, Surah Al-An'am, verse 76. Let me see if the translation here. فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا. When the night covered him over with darkness, he saw a star. He said, هَذَا رَبِّي. Shaykh Rabi'ah Abu Dhar said, and also in Tafsir Sa'di you will see, he's not saying, هَذَا رَبِّي, this is my Lord. And this is, it would be better if there was a footnote here from the Noble Qur'an, or to change the actual translation and say, not this is my Lord, and say, can this be my Lord? Because actually, he's almost getting them to think, he's not agreeing with them, he's not saying, this is my Lord. How could he say that when he is Hanifan, Musliman, وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So he's not saying, this is my Lord. So this is, it would be better for the Noble Qur'an to have a footnote. And all the other translations also, they get this wrong. They don't actually give it its due. If you look at the tafsir that Shaykh Sa'di Rahman mentions in his story, and also our scholars, Shaykh Rabi' and others, they've mentioned he's not saying, هَذَا رَبِّي. He is saying to them, almost for them to think and to reflect, هَذَا رَبِّي. See, it's the same word, the same sentence, but different way of saying it. And sometimes difficult to capture that in a translation. هَذَا رَبِّي. Huh? And so you would recite it, فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَإِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِنِ رَبِّي لَأَكُنَنَّا مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ. So he said, "This, can this be my Lord?" And almost as if he is saying to them, use your intellect. Can this be my Lord? The sun. Can this be my Lord? Or is this my Lord? He's saying to them, is this my Lord? They're saying, but when it, and Allah says, when it set, he said, unless my Lord guides me, I shall surely be among the people who went astray. Yani people who strayed. That is the first thing he said to them. When he saw the stars. When he saw the star, he says, can this be my Lord? But when it set, he said, I do not like those that set. And when he saw the moon rising up, and he said, can this be my Lord? But when it set, he said, unless my Lord guides me, I shall surely be among the people who strayed. And when he saw the sun rising up, he said, can this be my Lord? Or is this my Lord? This is greater than all of those that came before. Greater than the stars, greater than the moon. But when it set, he said, O my people, I am indeed free from all that you join as partners in worship with Allah. Allahu Akbar. He made bara'a. Inni bari'u mimma tushrikun. I'm free from those that you set up as partners besides Allah. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal arda hanifa wa ma ana minal mushrikeen. I've turned my face towards the one who created the heavens and the earth, hanifan, upright. And I'm not from the mushrikeen. And Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah, on this verse he said, when Allah mentioned that Ibrahim said, inni wajjahtu wajhiya, it's not just his face that he turned, but also his heart. His heart, his face followed his heart. His limbs followed his heart. That he turned his heart and his face towards the one who created all of these, the sun, the moon, and the stars. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him, and he argued with them with ways that are better. And he defeated their arguments. And he established that upon them. He established the truth upon them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that even when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam broke all of the idols in another occasion, because after that, there was another occasion where he smashed all of their idols except one, the big one, the biggest of them. And they asked him, أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا. Did you do this to our idols? Because they heard somebody speaking about these idols in a bad way. And so they said, is it you who did this? Ya Ibrahim. فَأَشَارَ إِلَى الصَّنَمِ. And he said to them, rather it's the big one. The big one that did it. Yani the biggest of the idols that did it. Pointing with his thumb. referring to his thumb, but they thought that he's referring to the biggest idol. And this is allowed in Islam. Na'am, this is not called lying, but rather what you intend, and especially in this situation when the enemy or when they're about to kill him and he has nothing else to do. He said to him, كَبِيرُهُمْ بَلْ كَبِيرُهُمْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بَلْ فَعَلَوْ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا. Rather, the biggest of them did it. Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 62. وَمَعْلُومٌ أَنَّ غَرَدَهُ إِلْزَامُهُمْ بِالْحُجَّةِ. And what is his gharad? What is his intention? What is his objective? Is to get them to accept the proof, the strong proofs, that what are you doing? Worshipping idols. Where's your intellect? Where's your fitrah? Your natural inclination to accept the truth. And he defeated them. فَهُنَا يَسْهَلْ عَلَيْنَا فَهَمْ مَعْنَى قَوْلِهِ هَذَا رَبِّي. This makes us understanding when he said, هَذَا رَبِّي. أي إِنْ كَانَ يَسْتَحِقُ الْإِلَهِيَّ بَعْدَ النَّظَرِ فِي حَالَتِهِ وَوَصْفِهِ فَهُوَ رَبِّي. If, he's saying to them, when he said to them, is this my Lord? It's as if he's saying to them, if this deserves really, truly to be my Lord, then that is my Lord. But when he saw the stars set, how can a Lord disappear? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian of the heavens and the earth. Allah is the protector of all of creation. Allah is the sustainer of all of the creation. Allah is the provider of all of creation. Allah is above all of creation. Allah is the Lord, the planner, who plans all the affairs, the mudabbir. And He is the owner and the king, and the king of kings. On the day of judgment, He is Maliki Yawmiddin, the owner of the day of judgment. And He is the owner of all of creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how is it then? Then you worship stars that set. But my Lord does not go. My Lord is always there. He is the perfect living, al-hay, al-qayyum, the self-subsisting, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. No slumber seizes him, nor any sleep. You sleep, and you get tired, and you and me will die, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the perfect living. So how is it then, you give your worship to that which sets, that which disappears? How can that be my Lord? He defeated them in that. And then he said to them, when he looked at the moon, that was the stars first. And then the moon, he said, فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ, again, when it disappeared and when it went. And he said, unless my Lord guides me, I shall surely be among those who go astray. So in all of those situations, and likewise the sun, it set. All of them went, the sun, the moon, and the stars, all of them went. When they went, how could you worship an ilah, a deity that disappears? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there for you and me, Ya Abdullah, to call upon Him and to ask of Him. And we don't need anyone else to ask to remove harm. We don't need anyone else to ask to remove affliction. We don't need anyone else to ask for benefit, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which He is able to do. قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لئن لم يهديني ربي لأكونن من القوم الضالين. And also notice, he said, he returned the hidayah back to Allah. You and yourself are not self-sufficient, rather guidance is from Allah. That hidayatul at-tawfiq, the hidayah of enlightenment that He puts in your heart, that's from Allah. Hidayatul bayan wal irshad, of clarifying the path. Yes, Allah sends messengers and He sends scholars to teach the people, to clarify the truth to the people. But the reality is the tawfiq which Allah puts in your heart, that is the guidance, only belongs to Allah. That's what Allah said to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Muhammad, لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء. Oh Muhammad, don't guide whom you will, whom you love, but Allah guides whom He wills. So the first type of guidance, the two types mentioned here, are the guidance of tawfiq. As for Surah Al-Fatiha, when we say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, O Allah, guide us to the straight path. Which guidance are we asking for? Al-tawfiq or al-bayan wal-irshad? Are we asking for the first type of enlightenment to be put into our hearts by Allah? Or are we asking for the second type, for Allah to guide us by bringing about those scholars or those anbiya in the past, those scholars who teach us and guide us to somebody who will help us to learn our deen? Which of the two are we asking for when we say ihdina sirat al-mustaqim? The first one? Anyone else? The second one? Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah says both of them. We're asking for two types. Because, yes, Allah puts it in your heart, guidance, but you need someone to teach you, need someone to help you, need someone to carry you by the hand and show you, and correct you, and aid you. So we're asking for the two types. So when you're in Fatiha, reading Fatiha, when you say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, ponder and contemplate and pause. Pause that you are asking for two types of guidance. Because if you're sincere in asking that, Allah will guide you. But if you're not sincere and you just parrot fashion, as some do more than 17 times a day, or at least 17 times a day, then they complain, where is the guidance? But did you say it with conviction, with yaqeen? Did you say it with, did you ask Allah and contemplate what you're asking about? Or is it just memorizing it without understanding it? Yurihim salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Wa qad sawwara nafsahu bi suratin al-muwafiq lahum, lakin la ala wajhi al-taqlid, bal yaqsidu iqamati al-burhani ala ilahiyati al-nujumi wal-qamr. فالآن وقد أفلت وتبين بالبرهان العقلي مع السمع بطلان إلهيتها فأنا إلى الآن لم يستقر في قراره على رب وإله عظيم. So he's saying to them that he's saying to them that this is my Lord, or can this be my Lord, he's not agreeing with them as one agrees by blind following. But he's getting them to reflect. He's getting them to reflect. Is this my Lord? Can this be my Lord? And that's what he did. فَلَمَّا رَأَ الشَّمْسَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا أَكْبَرٌ. So what the third one that he saw was the sun. He said this is the greatest of all of the three that he saw. Out of the three, the sun was big. It's bigger than the stars that are far away, that are not so huge to the naked eye. And the moon. The sun is bigger than the moon. He said, Hada Akbar. To show them that this is what you say. Hada Akbar. This is the greatest thing that you see. The greatest one that you worship. But when it set, he said, I turned my face to the one who originated. Notice he used the word fatara. He didn't say khalaqa. Inni wajjahtu wajhi alladhi fatara samawati wal ard. I turned my face to the one who originated the heavens and the earth. Look, it's very... The Quran is beautiful, subhanAllah. And the words Allah uses are in the best words. The best words. Because this, the Quran is the speech of Allah. From Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, فَطَرَ السَّمَوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. That I turn my face to the one who originated the heavens and the earth. Because no one preceded him in that. No sun, no star, no moon, none of that. But Allah is the Fatir al-Samawati wal-Ard, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is another benefit. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ وَقَدْ تَقَرَّرَ عِنْدَ الْجَمِيعِ فِي مَا سَبَقْ أَنَّ عِبَادَةً مِنْ مَنْ يَأْفَلْ مِنْ أَبْطَلِ الْبَاطِلِ. So how can you worship something that disappears and that sets and that goes away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for you, Ya Abdullah. And man yujibu al-muttarra idha da'ahu yukshibu al-su'u yaj'alakum khulafa al-ard. Aylahum Allah. Who is the one that will answer the needy when he calls upon him? And he removes from them harm. He removes from them harm. Yukshibu al-su'u. Wa yaj'alakum khulafa al-ard. And makes you inherit the earth. But look, compare this to those who are similar to the mushrikun of the past. Similar to the polytheists of the past. Those who give their ibadah to other than Allah. Those who make you fear others besides Allah. Refer them to those extreme individuals. The Sufis, for example, in their writings, when they talk about na'am, when they talk about the miracles of their so-called sheikhs and so-called peers, Al-Sha'rani, for example, he narrates about the miracles of Al-Ajmi, saying, just by his gaze, that he brings about benefit just by looking at individuals. Look at this. Al-Ajmi. Al-Sha'rani narrates about the miracles of Al-Ajmi, this so-called Sufi sheikh called Al-Ajmi. His gaze fell upon a dog. So all other dogs submitted to that one and took it as their chief. Huh? Just by him looking at a dog. Just looked at the dog, khalas, all the other dogs submitted to that dog. And submitted to the chief. They made that dog that he looked at the chief dog. And the people used to come to it for the fulfillment of their needs. Not Allah, not calling upon Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the originator of the heavens and the earth, the fashioner, the one who created you and me in the best of forms. No. They look at the dog. The Sheikh Ajmi, someone called Ajmi, he just looked at the dog, and that dog became the chief of all the dogs, and he will fulfill their needs. What needs do the dogs have, Yani? What needs are they going to fulfill? Give them some water, give them some biscuit. Then when that dog fell ill, now the one that the gaze, the one he looked at, the dog now fell ill. And all other dogs gathered around it weeping. And when it died, they wept openly and howled. And howled. Huh? So Allah the Most High inspired in some of the people that they should bury it. Now they're going to, after all that, dogs cried. Now he says, Allah inspired the people to bury the dog. Then the dogs used to visit its grave. The dogs now, the ones who were crying, are going to the grave to visit the grave of the dog until they died. So this was one glance. This is what one glance of Al-Ajmi did to a dog. And then he says, imagine if his glance had fallen upon a person. Huh? He'd probably be the king. Huh? And then he'll... Allah musta'an. This is in Hadihi Hiya Sufiya. And also you find it in Tabaqat, in the biography of Al-Ajmi. And in many stories like that, they give him that which belongs to Allah of a nafa, of benefit, and removing of dur, of harm, they're giving it to other than Allah. They're giving it to somebody, na'am, and thereafter they're giving it to a dog. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many stories like that. Stories after stories in their books, even tabliris, in the tablighi nisab, they have many stories of those saints, so-called saints, they claim to know the unseen, giving knowledge of the unseen to the so-called peers, so-called saints, which is all shirk. All this is shirk with Allah. So how can they be called guides, Ya Abdullah? How can Sufiya, the Sufi religion, be taken seriously? That which the Quilliam Foundation is, and their founders, and those that they defend. Didn't Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimullah call to Tawheed? Read his Kitab al-Tawheed. He called you away from shirk. You taint him. You taint him. But then you allow your Sufis, Sufi sheikhs and Sufi friends and Sufi groups to continue their misguidance, to continue their shirk. At least Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimullah didn't call to shirk. Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimullah called to Tawheed. Call to that which will enter you to paradise. La ilaha illallah. La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. And he called to al-aqidah sahiha in his risalatun ila ahli al-qasim. Asma'u al-sifat. Allah's beautiful names and attributes. You taint him. Even a university lecturer in America who studied his books. Who studied his books. And I have the book at home. It's called Wahhabism. She studied his books. University lecturer. And in the end, she praised him. She didn't have anything else to say but praise him. SubhanAllah. And she said that it's not true. It's not true, she said, that they say that the takfiris came from Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimullah's writings. She said it's not true. Rather, he was a merciful person. He was a generous person, a kind person. He spoke what he only called the people to Tawheed. And even when he entered the Hijaz, not one blood was shed. As the history mentions, not one person's blood was shed. Rather, he gathered all of the tribes. Some of those tribes were worshipping trees, were venerating stones. worshipping other than Allah, calling upon other than Allah, he gathered them all upon Tawheed. That's why it's proof. Go to Saudi Arabia. Now go to Saudi Arabia. Do you see any people worshipping graves? Do you see any tombs that are raised above the ground? It's not allowed more than a handspan for the grave to be above the ground. And it's not allowed to build the graves with tombs and tombstones. This is bid'ah from the innovations that have occurred in modern times. Rather, if you look before the da'wah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, the graves were large and they were like tombs. But when his da'wah came, they leveled them. And who said that? Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu. It was said from the, one of the tabi'een, أَلَا أَبْعَثُكَ عَلَى مَا بَعَثَنِي عَلِي نعم علي رضي الله عنه said, أَلَا أَبْعَثُكَ عَلَى مَا بَعَثَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم أَلَّا تَدَعَ تِمْثَالًا إِلَّا طَمَصْتَهُ وَلَا قَبْرًا مُشْرِفًا إِلَّا سَوَّيْتَهُ. Shall I not send you, he said to one of the tabi'een, shall I not send you with that which the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم sent me with? That you do not leave an image or an ornament, يعني, of a picture of a human being or an animal, an image, except that you disfigure it, because so that people don't take it as a deity besides Allah. So like a statue. You do not leave a statue except that you disfigure it. Nor a grave that is raised above the ground, honored, venerated above the ground, except that you level it. إِلَّا سَوَّيْتَهُ. Except that you level it. Except that you level it. This hadith in Sahih Muslim. This is in Sahih Muslim. It's Sahih. It's authentic narration. أَلَا أَبْعَثُكَ أَلَا أَبْعَثُكَ عَلَى مَا بَعَثَنِي رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَلَّا تَدَعَ تِمْثَالًا إِلَّا طَمَسْتَهُ وَلَا قَبْرًا مُشْرِفًا إِلَّا سَوَّيْتَهُ. But when you look at the misguided groups, you find them, that's the first thing they do, is they venerate and they honor and they exonerate these graves above the ground. Look at the grave of Khomeini. It's like a villa, large, like a house. And they, when you enter, when you see something like that, subhanAllah, instead of your heart softening to Allah, your heart will soften to this grave. You say, oh, this must be really good person, must be really pious person, maybe he's close to Allah. Look at his villa, look at his house, look at his tomb, look at his grave, subhanAllah. But in Saudi Arabia, look, even the kings when they die, they have simple graves, simple, nothing, not built. That's Islam, that is the sunnah. So you complain and you argue and you speak ill of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimullah, but Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimullah, he brought Tawheed to the people and he united the tribes upon Tawheed to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Even till today, the people who live in Saudi Arabia benefit from his da'wah. They can see that even the baqi', which is protected away from shirk, I saw with my own eyes a Rafidi Shi'i who tried to get some soil from the grave of Fatima radiallahu anha, which is at the front, as you enter Baqir. And he came and he tried to get some soil and put it in a plastic bag. And one of the guards stopped him and told him, remove it and put it back. What do they do with this? They go and take this sand or the soil from the grave and they go and bake it and they put their heads on it, thinking that that will get them closer to Allah. What will get you closer to Allah is your actions. What will get you closer to Allah is your aqidah. Allah said, "Udkhulul jannata bima kuntum ta'malun." Enter paradise with what you used to do. Enter paradise with your actions, your amal as-salih. Not the grave that you call upon, not the turab that you intercede with. And some people, even they go to the Kaaba and they secretly cut the cloth of the Kaaba and they take it home and they use it, they keep it with them You're a thief, ya akhi. You're stealing in the haram. You're thieving, stealing in the haram. This is the haram. And Allah said, fa'bud. Huh? Fa'budu, wa'budu rabba hadha al-bayt. Fa'budu rabba hadha al-bayt. And worship the Lord of this house. He didn't say worship the house. So what is it going to benefit you to take the kiswa, the cloth from the Kaaba? It's not going to benefit you. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings benefit. Na'am. وَيُكْشِفُ السُّوءُ Allah mentioned in Surah Naml, and He removes harm. Allah is the one who removes harm. وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ And when I am sick, He is the one who cures me. وَيَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills that you are afflicted with an affair as a test, then no one can remove it but Him. فَنَسْأَلَ اللَّهُ السَّلَامَ نَسْأَلَ اللَّهُ السَّلَامَ نَسْأَلَ اللَّهُ السَّلَامَ So may Allah protect us from these Sufi stories and gibberish that they come with. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the people who follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam in calling to people to Allah. Look what he said, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا I turn my face, my heart to the one who originated the heavens and the earth. Why don't you do that, O Sufis, O grave worshipper? Why don't you do that which Ibrahim said? I turn my heart and face to the one who created the heavens and the earth. Call upon Allah. Don't have in your masjid, Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah. Just have Ya Allah. Because He's the one that we call upon. اُدْعُونِ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ Call upon me and I will answer you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِلِينَ Those are too proud to worship me. They will enter paradise humiliated, lowly. They're too proud to worship Allah. They're too proud to call upon Allah. Call upon Allah, ya akhi. Intercession is yawm al-qiyamah, not now. Now is amal. And the akhirah, there's intercession. Yes, that's the intercession al-kubra, al-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then they said to him, they said to Ibrahim, if you don't stop, because you're saying this, you're speaking against our idols, you're speaking against our gods, our deities, you better be afraid because they will harm you. They will harm you. But he replied to them and said, وَكَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَا أَشْرَكْتُمْ How can I be afraid with those idols that you have set up besides Allah? وَلَا تَخَافُونَ أَنَّكُمْ أَشْرَكْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ And you're not afraid that you have committed shirk with Allah. مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا Those who have set up as partners besides Allah, who have no authority to be a deity. فَأَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ يَحَقُّ بِالْأَمْنِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ So which of the two parties have right to be secure if you have knowledge? Which of the two? Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was upon tawheed? Or the people of shirk who are worshipping others besides Allah? Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam who has Allah to defend him and aid him and protect him? Or the people of shirk who will go to their idols that cannot speak, that cannot hear, that cannot aid. Ajab Allahu hadha al-istifham. Allah replied to them. And He replied. And He said, Alladina amanu wa lam yalbisu imanahum bidhulmin ulaika lahum al-amn wa hum muhtadun. Truly, those who believe and do not taint their belief with oppression. Inna shirka ladhulmun azim. The greatest oppression is shirk. They do not spoil their belief with shirk. They're the ones who will have al-aman. They're the ones who will have security. And they're the ones who will be guided. What a beautiful verse. This verse defeats all of the political activist argument. All of the Hizb al-Ta'rir, Jama'at al-Takfir, al-Jihad, Jama'at al-Ikhwan al-Muslimin, defeats all of their arguments because they are looking for the short way, shortcome. They want to remove, go out and cause revolution, go out against the rulers and try and get Islam that way. That will not bring you security. It didn't bring you security. Your revolution didn't bring you security in Algeria many years ago when more than 1 million people died. Your revolution didn't give you security in Syria where millions of people displaced and unemployed and women are widowed and children are orphaned. That did not give you any benefit, your revolution. Aw ikhwani takfiris. Likewise, in Iraq, it didn't benefit you. What will benefit you is الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. Those who believe and do not taint, do not spoil their belief with shirk. In the Muslim Ummah, unfortunately, shirk is, you will find shirk prevalent in many households. In many households, you go to Sham, for example, the people, they put a dough on their car, the dough to make bread. They put it on their car. And they say, this is going to give my car good luck. They put a horseshoe upside down so that the good can come to them. All of this is shirk with Allah. They rely on good luck charms and they fear bad luck. We should fear only Allah. And we should rely upon only Allah. And they wear talismans. And they rely upon these khuyut, these strings and these talismans. And whoever wears a talisman, then he is left to it. He is left to it. It will not aid you. It will not protect you. Whoever wears one, faqad ashrak. And I say this, may Allah protect us. In the Muslim world, in the Muslim ummah now, you find going to the soothsayer has entered even there in the Arabic language. Yes, used to be in newspapers and magazines. You can't get to the soothsayer, because you don't know where he is, or you can't get to him. Now they have put it in newspapers and magazines. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever goes, man ata arrafan, whoever goes to a arraf, a soothsayer, who claims that he can read your palm, or he can know your future, or he can know that because you are born with this star sign that this is going to happen to you next month. Whoever goes to them, فَصَدَّقَهُ بِمَا يَقُولُ, and he believes in what he says, then فَقَدْ كَفَرْ, then he has disbelieved. Just by going to him, your prayer will not be accepted for 40 nights. Just by going to him. That is the recompense for the ones who go to soothsayers. Or the ones that read star signs. And it's become worse now, because now, alaykum salam to Allah, it's even in the internet. So the people now, before it's magazines, now it's on the internet, star signs, and it's entered schools, Muslim schools in the Muslim world. With the mobile phones, people are sharing it. Children are sharing these star signs. La ilaha illallah. Relying upon other than Allah. Allah is the one who knows the ilm al-ghayb, the knowledge of the unseen, the knowledge of the ghayb. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. And he has the keys to the unseen. No one knows it but him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet they go to other than Allah for these. So this verse is a great verse. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. نعم. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Ibrahim. وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءٍ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ. And that is our hujjah, which we have given Ibrahim to his people. And Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah said, this hujjah Allah gives it to the prophets, the messengers, and he gives it to the ulama. Gives them the hujjah of burhan. He gives them the hujjah, the clarification of the truth. That's why the alim, you find him yaqeen, has yaqeen, has certainty, has strength. راسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا. All of it is from Allah. All of it is from our Lord. They are firmly rooted. نعم. They don't shake. Scholars rooted with tawheed, with aqeedah. As for those who call to revolution, look at them shaking, changing their stances. And also the problems that they occur. Look at Yusuf Qardawi, who's happy that he is a reason for causing revolutions in Syria and calling to revolutions in Syria and in Iraq and in Egypt. Billah, is it worse now in those places or better? Is it worse or better? It's worse. That's what your revolution called to. مَنْ اسْتَعْجَلَ شَيْئًا قَبْلَ أَوَانِهِ عُوقِبَ بِحِرْمَانِهِ. Whoever hastens something before his time is met without reaching his goal. without reaching any benefit. You seek salvation, you have to tread his path. تَرْجُ النَّجَاةَ وَلَمْ تَسْلُكْ مَسَالِكَهَا إِنَّ السَّفِينَةَ لَا تَجْرِي عَلَى الْيَبَسِ. You seek salvation, but you don't tread his path. The ship does not sail through dry land. Can a ship sail through dry land? Or does a ship need water to sail on? Foundation to sail on? Your foundation is aqeedah. Your foundation is tawheed. Your foundation is going back to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Going back to the paths of the Anbiya, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ مَعَ قَوْمِهِ فِي دَعْوَةٍ وَجِدَالٍ وَقَدْ أَفْحَمَهُمْ وَكَسَرَ جَمِيعَ حُجَجِهِمْ وَشُبَهِهِمْ. فَأَرَادَ صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يقومهم بأعظم الحجج وأن يصمد لبطشهم وجبروتهم وقدرتهم وقوتهم غير هائب ولا وجل. إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام, without being afraid, without being hesitant, he established a hujjah upon them with regards to the idols. He established a hujjah before that on them with regards to the sun, the moon, and the stars that they worship. And even with all their might, with all their power, with all their so-called intelligence, they didn't worship Allah. With all of that, just like nowadays. Nowadays you find, again, nations that claim to be the most powerful of nations, or claim to be the most powerful of leaders, or claim to be the most powerful of people. But in reality, Al-Qawi هو الله, the all-powerful is Allah. In reality, they will become weak, and they will lose their power, and their authority, and the authority of Allah will remain. For He is Al-Qawi, He is Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, the compeller, where everyone must return to. فَلَمَّا خَرَجُوا ذَاتَ يَوْمٍ لِعِيدٍ مِنْ أَعْيَادِهِمْ. So they came out one day for their Eid. That was the time they went out to see their idols. After they had their Eid, they went to their idols. And they saw that all their idols have been smashed, except the biggest one. And he said to them, the biggest one did that. And Ibrahim alayhi salam himself, just by looking at these idols that they worship besides Allah, he said, إِنِّي سَقِيم. I'm sick. Sick to see this. Sick in my heart to feel. I feel sick that you worship others besides Allah. And so they said, مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا. Who did this to our idols? إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He's from the oppressors. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتًا يَذْكُرُهُمْ. We heard a youth actually speaking about them. أي يُعِيبُهَا وَيَذْكُرُهَا بِأَوْصَافِ النَّقْصِ وَالسُّوءِ. Yes, there was a youth who used to speak ill of them, mentioning some of the negative attributes and bad attributes about these. What can they do? What can these idols do? Benefit you? Can they see? Can they hear? Can they aid you? No, they can't. يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. They knew his name. That is Ibrahim. This shows you that he's giving da'wah and he's not afraid. He's calling to tawheed. فَلَمَّا تَحَقَّقُوا أَنَّهُ الَّذِي كَسَّرَهَا قَالُوا فَأْتُوا بِهِ. When they realize it's him, they said, call him. When they called him in front of the people, so they may witness, they may bear witness, فَأَتَوْ بِهِ عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِ النَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْهَدُونَ, that they may bear witness to what he has done. A, بِحَضْرَةِ الْخَلْقِ الْعَظِيمِ, so that they can يعني, rebuke him as well, and they can punish him for what they did as a revenge of what he has done. وَهَذَا الَّذِي أَرَادَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And this is actually what Ibrahim wanted. Gather the people, and I will establish more proofs against you. That's how brave Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why do you think Allah mentioned him so many times in the Quran? Allah loves Ibrahim. Na'am, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah. And Allah has chosen two to be Khalil. And that is Rasul alayhi salam and Ibrahim. He has given that khulla, that closeness. He loves Ibrahim, of course. Ibrahim alayhi salam established Tawheed with his strength, and he was firm upon that. He said, أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا. Was it you who did this without idols, Ya Ibrahim? قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا. He made them think again. Rather, it's the big one who did it. And he's pointing to the, with his thumb, he's pointing to the big idol. مُشِيرًا إِلَى الصَّنَمْ أَلَذِي سلم من تكسيره, which he left without breaking and smashing. إما يعترفوا بالحق, either they accept the truth, وأن هذا لا يدخل عقل. This cannot, no intellect can understand, can accept that this idol would have smashed all of the others. No intellect. So if that's the case, who did it? He couldn't even protect the other idols, the other deities that you are. He couldn't protect them. If he didn't harm them, he couldn't protect them from whoever did it. So he's getting them to think and to reflect. But they were arrogant and they were haughty. He said, فَاسْأَلْهُمْ فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ إِن كَانُوا يَنْطِقُونَ. Ask them if they speak. Ask them to see who did it, if they can speak. فَحِينَئِذٍ ظَهَرَ الْحَقِّ وَبَانَ وَاعْتَرَفُهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. They realized the truth. But they turned to themselves and they said, إِنَّكُمْ أَنْتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. You are the oppressors. ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَى رُؤُوسِهِمْ. أي ما كان اعترافهم ببطلان إلهيتها إلا وقتا قصيرا. So for a short period of time, they did actually recognize the truth. They did say, yeah, it's true. Who could have done that? But look how shaitan led them astray. After the clear hujjah, ولكن ما أسرع ما عادت عليهم عقائدهم. Quickly, their old beliefs came back to them. And Shaykh Al-Sa'di rahimahullah brings a beautiful benefit here. He says, and that's the same with the people of shirk that you find nowadays. The Sufis, for example. And the ones like the Shia. Years of misguidance. You clarify the truth to them, but because of the years of misguidance, not easy to leave that behind. You have to be strong. To be sincere. You have to be firm upon the truth. Who are you going to call upon besides Allah? Who are you going to call upon besides Allah? When it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will aid you. ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَى رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا هَؤُلَاءِ يَنْطِقُونَ. Then they went, turned back on them, on themselves, and they said, you have come to know that they do not, of course they do not speak. فَحِينَئِذٍ وَبَّخَهُمْ بَعْدَ إِقَامَةِ الْحُجَّةِ. So after that, he told them off after establishing the proof upon them. أَتَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ. Do you worship besides Allah that we cannot give you benefit in anything, شَيْئًا وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ. Nor can it harm you, nor can these idols harm you. أُفٍ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. أُف to you. This is kind of a rebuking them. Huh? وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ. And those that you worship besides Allah. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't you reflect? So if you have intellect, which are sane, intellects that are sane, then you will not establish your worship for these idols that cannot bring you help, nor can it harm you. And we find that the same scenario we say to the Sufis. We say to the Sufis and those who seek help from other than Allah, those who falsely attribute statements to also scholars, but they attribute false statements to them. For example, they say, but regarding Abdul Qadir Jilani, who is a scholar. Scholars have spoken well of him. But the Sufis like to claim that he is a Sufi sheikh. And they end up making lies about him. Like for example, they claim, he says, anyone who calls upon me in grief and sorrow, his grief and sorrow will go away. SubhanAllah. How is his grief and sorrow going to go away if he calls upon Abdul Qadir al-Jilani? When Allah's Messenger hasn't taught us that we say, Bismillah الَّذِي لَا يَضُرُّ مَعَ اسْمِي شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening. Bismillah, in the name of Allah. That nothing can harm. By His name, nothing can harm. Nothing in the heavens or in the earth can harm. If you mention His name, Bismillah, لَا يَضُرُّ مَعَ اسْمِي شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And He is all hearing and all knowing. And the significance of that, Allah mentioned that the Messenger also mentioned that He's all hearing, all knowing, is because Allah knows that no one can help you except Him. And Allah hears your call upon Him to seek protection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's Messenger taught us the ad'iyah and adkar, a'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq, seeking refuge with the complete words of Allah from all evil that He has created. Seeking refuge from who? With Allah. From that which He has created. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected one. So how is it they call upon other than Allah, thinking that they can remove harm and bring about benefit? And I'll tell you, this story is true. One of the scholars mentioned, in Medina, exam time, there was a lady, she came and she wrote in the piece of paper, my son is doing exams. She put it up, she rolled it, she folded it up, and she tried to throw it inside the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hoping that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will read the paper and will intercede for her so that her son can pass his exams. How do we know that? Because the scholar, the mashayikh in the haram, they mentioned this. They mentioned that when one of the guards, you know, they, now and then they open to clean that area. When they open, they found this piece of paper. During exam time, she's asking for the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede for her. And also the guard told the sheikh that, subhanAllah, that lady, he tried to stop her from putting the paper inside. But when he tried to stop her, she pushed him to the ground and he fell onto the ground because she was bigger than him. So he pushed him to the ground and he fell. And if you see the guards, many of them are skinny or very thin. So she pushed him to the ground and he fell onto the ground. They need to get a bigger guard. They need to get a bigger guard to... They're the guards that are around. As for those who are translating and they claim to be guards of the Prophet's grave, subhanAllah, Allah humiliates them. Look at them, look at the situation now. They put even on their business card, guard of the Prophet's grave. On your business card, ya akhi, have some shame and have some humility. Have some shame. And Allah will expose you, and He has exposed you. Because you don't do that. You don't lie to the people. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Surah Muhammad, verse 31. Bring Surah Muhammad 31. Surah Muhammad 31. Allahu Akbar. This is for everyone who calls to Allah. And if he's not truthful, Allah will expose you. This is for everyone. That we are not, no one is free. No one is free from heritage. I'm going to read it to you with the tafsir. No one is free from being from any punishment if you are not truthful. Allah will punish you and expose you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ. We will test your reality and your akhbar. You go around telling people about Islam, you go and travel the world to Trinidad and this country and that country. And if you're not sincere to Allah, and you're lying to the people, and you are a hypocrite, and you're cheating, Allah will expose you. This is Allah's deen. He is more jealous over His deen than anybody else. And jealousy here is not the jealousy of the human creation. The jealousy that Allah's Messenger ﷺ mentioned is that which is befitting for Allah, that he will defend the deen of Allah. And it is jealousy that is befitting for Allah, for those who are deserving of it. So if you are deserving of that, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and keep us far away from that. وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ الْفُضَيْلِ ibn Iyad, when he would read this verse, he would cry. فُضَيْلِ ibn Iyad, from the scholars of the Salaf, whenever he would read this verse, he would cry a lot. And he would say, Oh Allah, do not test us above our ability, above that which is beyond our ability. And he would cry. And he said, if you did that, then we will be exposed, or our sins that we have concealed will be apparent. SubhanAllah. Crying. This is the way of the ulama, the ahlul ilm. They are crying to Allah, not to creation. They humble themselves to Allah, not to creation. So each and every one of us will be tested. And no one is free from that test. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَنْ يُتْرَكُمْ يَقُولُ أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think that they will be left alone to say we believe and they will not be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صدقوا ليعلمن الكاذبين. We have tested those who came before them, and we'll come to and those such that we know those who are truthful from those who are not truthful, for those who are untruthful. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam established the proof on them, but then they turned back on him and they became arrogant and they said, Harriqu wansuru alihatakum, burn him and give victory to your deity. After they accepted, they turned back. Or after they realized that what they were doing is wrong, they still arrogantly turned back. And he said, if you are truly defenders of your idols, then burn him. So they've managed to get a big fire ready to put him in there. And he, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. As they threw him into the hellfire, he said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Sufficient is Allah for me to rely upon. And what a blessed one to rely upon. Wa ni'mal wakeel. What a blessed one to rely upon. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Great statement. And when they threw him in there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the fire to be cool. Ya naru kuni bardan wa salama. Not just cool, but also salama, which is secure, such that it's not going to harm him. It's not too cold. Bardan means cold or cool, but not too cold. Salaman, secure, ala Ibrahim, upon Ibrahim. فَلَمْ تَدُرْهُ بِشَيْءٍ. Allahu Akbar. And it didn't harm him in the least. So if you are in a situation where you think all are going to harm you, everybody gathers from the jinn and the ins, everyone gathers to harm you, and Allah is your protector, no one can harm you. This is the belief that we should have. And if anyone from the all of the jinn and the ins were to gather to benefit you, they will not benefit you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. This is the qadr that we believe in, that all the affair belongs to Allah, that we take back the affairs to Allah. Look how they planned, but Allah is the best of planner. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ يُكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدًا فَمَهِّلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدًا. Their kaid and their plots and plans will perish. Their plots and plans will end up in loss. But the plan of Allah, who is the greatest planner and the best of all planners, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will bring about His affair in the end. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the end is for the pious ones. And the end is for the pious ones. He called upon Allah and he said, sufficient is Allah for me. Hasbi Allah. Hasbi Allah. Wa ni'mal wakeel. And what a blessed one to rely upon. And then the next story goes on to the other story with Ibrahim alayhi salam and Nimrod. And we leave that inshallah to another day. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us and protect us and accept us and make us of those who follow truly Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, hanifa musliman, wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen, following him in tawheed. But all the anbiya followed the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for had if any one of them were alive, they would follow the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he found a piece of scripture from the people of the book, he said to him, are you in doubt, O Umar? Are you in doubt, O Umar? If Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was alive today, ma wasi'ahu illa ittiba'i. He would only follow me. And it wouldn't be long except that he would follow me. Ma wasi'ahu illa ittiba'i. He would follow me. So therefore, all of the anbiya, the last of them is the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the last of them and the best of them. And the seal, the one who see is the seal of all the prophets and messengers. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he came, and his da'wah is the same da'wah as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tawheed. Musa alayhi salam, the same da'wah, tawheed. And all of the prophets that we mentioned earlier, Nuh alayhi salam, Hud, Salih, all of them called to tawheed. Yeah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. So there's another, some more pages left of us, stories that I mentioned in the Quran regarding Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. We'll finish them off inshallah on Sunday night. جزاكم الله خيرا. Any questions before the salah? Yes. That is mentioned in some of the books of tafsir, but as far as I know, that report is not authentic. But it's not authentic. I remember reading it in one of the books of tafsir, but it's not authentic. Alhamdulillah, we follow that which is authentic. That which is authentically reported from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't need to add. What is there is yakfi, is sufficient. Allah ybarik fikum. Subhanak Allahumma hamdika ashhadu la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Hayyakum Allah. Ahlan wa sahlan. Salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.